There is nothing worse than potential unrealized. We all have things that hold us back. What if we could find a way to get us unstuck? I'm Lichelle Wiemy, and I am going to walk alongside you as you make the decision to get unstuck. Tune in as I help you realize that you are not alone, inspire hope, and offer practical solutions to help you step boldly into the life that you are meant to live. Hey everybody, welcome to the next episode of the Unstuck Podcast. And I get to interview Janelle Marie today for this spectacular interview. Janelle, you are somebody that I've looked up to since I met you and somebody that I know has so much resiliency, but beyond that, just a heart for service of other people. And I know that you're inspiring more people than just me. So I would love so much for you to tell us a little bit about you, girlfriend. I want you to go ahead and I'm giving you permission to brag on yourself a little bit, because I think that it's okay for us to kind of hear what kind of street cred you have when it comes to all this stuff.
Aw, thank you so much, Lichelle. I'm honored. I'm honored to know you, but I'm honored to be here today. And I just want to say thanks for taking the time to invest in me and invest in my story. And I'm a big believer in, I always say yes when I can and no when I mean it. And when you ask me to share today or to be a part of your life, I'm going to say yes to that. So I'm excited to be here. Yeah, a little bit about me. You know, we always want to start out saying, I'm a mom, or I'm this, or I'm that. And we try to do the things that define us.
Yeah.
But I always think it's important to start with who we are at the soul. And so who I am at the soul, and you'll understand why I say that in just a minute, because who I am in my soul is a creative visionary. And I say that so passionately because it probably took me 40 years to actually know that. I'm 44 now, and I remember walking through some really, really hard times in my life. Times of unsteadiness, times of complete and utter brokenness, times of self-sabotage. Mm. And I could never figure out, why am I so restless in my soul? And so I start with, I am a creative visionary, because that gives me all the permission in the world to say, how I feel is how I feel. And how I feel is brilliant. It's beautiful. It's perfect. It's just the way I'm designed to be. So when I walk in that first, I become a better mother. I become a better wife. I become a better daughter. I become a better friend. I become a better sister. I am better in every arena when I acknowledge who I am first. So I appreciate that question. And I will start out with exactly who I am at the core. And then I'm all the other things that you mentioned. I'm a mother to two amazing kiddos who happen to be twins. They're 13 now. I am a new wife. I was divorced in the past. I am a new wife. I was a single mom for 7 years and about 14 months ago remarried. So that's who I am. I'm a daughter and I am a proud activist for mental health and wellness. And super excited to be sharing with you today. So thank you.
Yes. I want to just take a quick moment to just brag on you for a minute, because the two of us met actually through a business retreat that we both were part of. And I'm going to tell this story real quick to the audience because it might be funny. I remember the first time I met you, like really actually talked to you. And it was when we were standing in line for the food truck and you gave the name Amy. And I was confused because I'm like, oh, I thought her name was Janelle. And then we were laughing about it because my name is Lichelle and nobody ever gets that name right. And you're like, yep, I just tell them I'm Amy. And so like every time I get in a line at Starbucks, I'm like, okay, should I be Amy today? Like, because it was awesome. And so you have this super successful business that you've been kind of mentoring me, whether it be distally or you know, closely, as well as you are an author. And I just, oh, I cannot wait to just continue to hear about that whole journey as well. But before we kind of get into that, you mentioned something a couple of minutes ago about things that you've been through that were hard. And I just got to say, like, from the outside looking in, like, you look like you have it all together, girlfriend. Like, you look like you're on top of the world. And so some might be hard for people like me to look at you and think, okay, how in the world has she gone through anything hard? I would love for you to enlighten us on what that was about.
Oh, Oh, gosh. Okay, so for me, this starts when I was really young. When I think a lot of times we dismiss when we were really young, the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions that we had, and we think, okay, well, that was just part of whatever. But for me, it started when I was very young. And I hesitate and have hesitated to talk about some of these things, except for when I learned that when I spoke about them, that it frees other people. So I always say, dig deep, and your story doesn't really belong to you anymore. Mm-hmm. It belongs out in the world so that other people can heal. I always felt different from the time I was 8 years old. I remember just feeling very different, like I partially wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't put my finger on the one thing that created that path for me, but I will tell you that it started very young. A broken road for me started very young, where I felt different. I felt like I wasn't enough. I was a little overweight as a child, and that made me feel less than at that time in my life. And there were some things about my childhood that I just felt broken.
Mm-hmm.
So I collected those broken pieces and I walked with them and I felt different. And I didn't recognize that as just being part of growing up. To me, these were shattered pieces and I felt fragmented. And as I continued to grow up, I started to hide behind those broken pieces because I felt like I wasn't enough. So mm-hmm. I never really truly showed who I was at the core for fear of being seen or fear of being judged.
Right.
And as I continued to grow up, I realized over some very hard times and some very hard topics that I was not the only one who felt that way. But those conversations weren't being talked about. I went on to a private Christian university, and especially at that university, people did not talk about their brokenness. So looking back on that time, it was a great gift to me to be able to attend that university, but at the same time, it created a monster inside of me, a monster of I'm certainly not enough, and I better keep hiding for fear of being seen.
Yes.
So when you start out a young marriage at the age of 22, and you're already hiding, you're already afraid that you're not enough, you certainly don't know God the way that you grow and begin to know him. You certainly don't know yourself when you've been hiding and running from some of your truths. You know, so my story's not necessarily profound. It's not great abuse. It's not great abandonment. But you know what? It really is profound because it's abandonment of self at a very young age.
Right.
So when people say, oh, but I didn't have this story, or I didn't have this story, or maybe I had this story and not her story. Whatever the story is, it all comes down to we all feel broken at times. We all have fragmented pieces. And most of us walk through a season of our life, if not most of our life, where we don't feel like we're enough. And so that is a profound story. But with inside of that just realm of thinking, you can create many broken journeys, many broken stories inside of that underlying theme.
Mm-hmm.
Self-sabotage, eating disorders, you name it, that is where the fall begins, is when you feel like you're not enough, you create other areas of your life that you run and hide from.
Right.
So while it's not profound, it becomes profound.
Well, I love that because you're opening yourself up. And I think that your story resonated with me as you were talking. I felt that way. That's me. And I think that just like you, I haven't had, you know, great abuse or great, you know, this or that. And so I feel like it's almost like it's not significant enough to share.
Exactly.
And that's hiding my truth as well. And when I start to make it not about me anymore, just like you're doing, all of a sudden that helped me step into my purpose.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
It sounds to me that this might be yours.
And you know, Lachelle, I find we run very successful businesses, but I find all the time in business, people will hide. They're afraid of success. They're afraid of all these things. And at the end of the day, it's that underlying theme of I'm not enough. Or what if I get so far and someone can see me?
Right.
What if I'm seen because I am successful? Then what? Well, they know who I really am. And at the end of the day, I wish we could all show each other who we really are, because then we would have a world that's healed. We're all hurting and we're all healing at the same time. If we could hurt and heal together, this world would be a phenomenal masterpiece.
I totally believe everything that you just said. And so I want to know, Janelle, how did you get to the point that you're at now?
Honestly, you don't get here until you surrender to rock bottom. And that's facts.
Okay.
And so it is in your rock bottom moment that you have to look around. And everyone has a rock bottom moment. If you live long enough, you have a rock bottom moment. And your rock bottom moment doesn't have to look like mine. Your rock bottom moment can be walking through losing a child. Heaven forbid, right? Your rock bottom moment can be walking through divorce. Your rock bottom moment can simply be leaving a career path and choosing a different career path. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what that moment is for you. It's profound for you.
Right.
And I don't think enough people give themselves enough credit to say, but that was my moment. And my moment was a horrible moment. And I'm okay to share it because I think stories are what change lives, right?
Right.
My story helps to change your life. Your story helps to change my life. And my very rock bottom moment was a day I'll never forget. I just did not want to be here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't say that lightly, and I don't say that flippant. I say it with conviction. It was a moment I'll never forget, and I thought, who is that? Why would I even think like that? That is not who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shook to my core. I have two amazing children. At the time, they were 6 years old. And I thought, where did that come from? Why would I even think like that? And it was in that very moment, Lachelle, that I said, something has got to change. And I wrestled with my soul. I wrestled with God. I wrestled with myself. And I said, when I climb out, because I will share with the world how I did it. And so I started to look at every angle of my life. I dug really deep to look at every angle of my life, and I attached it to a color.
Mm-hmm.
And in my book that was just released, I attached all those emotions to a color. And that is how I began to work my way out, because I gave myself permission to feel every single color. And within that, I created for myself, because at the time it was only for me, a sense of freedom formula. So I knew I needed to acknowledge where I was. Mm-hmm. This is exactly where I am. And I had to recognize who was around me, who I could lean on, if anyone, and where to go for help. I had to surrender into it. This is my reality right now, but it doesn't remain my reality. So this is where I'm sitting, but this is where I want to go, and I'm going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started to identify some truths. Okay, here's some truths about me right now that I don't like. But here's some truths that I want to be able to say about me in the future that I am going to fall in love with. So I wrote down the truths, and some of those are in my book. This is how I feel about myself. And I wrote down the truths that I wanted to absolutely be able to go, yes, this is who I am. And so when I started to climb toward those truths to create my new reality,
mm-hmm.
that's when I started setting myself free. And so that's all a part of my story. And it's how I came to be where I am today. And you can read more about that in my book.
I know that people are going to be listening to this and they're going to want to get your book. But I want to keep giving them these little slivers because I can't wait to read it. Mine's on its way.
Yay.
So tell me about one of your truths.
Okay, one of my truths in that moment, and this is a little superficial, but it was a truth that was haunting me, is for the area in which I live and for the life that I was trying to create as a single woman with two children was, I am broke.
Mm-hmm.
I am broke. Another truth was, I am tired. I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Another truth is, I am scared.
Yeah.
I am very scared. I'm scared of my future. I'm scared of my present. I'm scared of my past. I'm scared of all of it. The other one was, I'm alone.
Yeah.
I truly felt alone.
And so the first step in this was really just that acknowledgement of number one, this is my rock bottom. Like, I don't want to go anywhere but up from here.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
That you really had to try to dig in to figure out who you are and what you believe about yourself. Am I right?
It started with what I believe about myself.
Yeah.
I had to acknowledge that.
And I would hope, right, because you just said that you being broke, I know that that's not the case now because I know how successful you are, right? So that's kind of cool. That's one example of how that was your belief then and your reality is different right now.
Yes,
so
correct.
Give us a little bit more information about how you were able to kind of dig yourself out from that moment of feeling broke and exhausted and alone and all of those things to where you are now.
Okay, yeah. So this is my favorite part, right? Because I hear today, I just left a lunch and I saw a friend from the distance, right? And we're in this weird time where you can't go up and hug really. And she said, oh my gosh, I'm so happy for you. You're so lucky. You're doing so great. And this is the moment where I'm just like, I smile back at the universe, right? I give God a wink. I'm like, I am not lucky. He helped me create my new reality. I helped me create my new reality. So some of the things I started saying to myself were, I am not alone. I am surrounded by the most liberating, exhilarating, and phenomenal relationships. And I started telling myself that every day. I am not alone. Look at these people around me. And I promise you, it was just me and my dog. It was just me and my dog or me and my kids. And I just started to believe that was my new truth.
Uh-huh.
And so your truth is where you are, right? Like, my truth is my birth date. There's certain truths about me, but that you cannot change, right? Your social security number. These are some facts. These are some truths. But there are other things that you believe about yourself that may be true in the moment, but they are not forever your reality. And so for my bank account, I said, I have a thriving and fluid and beautiful bank account, many of them actually. And I wrote myself a $10,000 check that I was going to be receiving monthly. I'm going to be receiving a $10,000 monthly check. I wrote void on it. I put it on my bathroom mirror and I believed in that. And my purpose and mission for believing in that was not to necessarily just create free flowing money. It was, if I'm going to change my own life, I'm going to help change others to go with me so that nobody has to ever feel the same way that I felt in their rock bottom moment.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to have hope. So I started believing that my bank account was extremely fluid. Money's just energy, right? Mm-hmm. So why couldn't it just be flying through in multiple different ways? And so I started to create that. So I changed who was around me. I changed the bank account appearance. I started to change just everything that I thought about myself. And I repeated it daily.
Mm-hmm.
I created new truths.
I love that. I say affirmations every morning for 5 minutes straight out loud with a smile on my face, which sounds probably crazy, but there's so much that science can tell us about hearing things auditory. And when we smile, we attach a positive emotion to something, and the emotional connection with words also solidifies it in our brain and our subconscious. And that's what I can fall back on when I am feeling down on myself. So I love to hear that's something that was helpful to you as well. And you talk a little bit about this formula that you came up with. I want to get you to give us a little taste of that.
Yeah, what I mentioned. And then once you get to the point where you surrender, you get curious.
Yep.
What is next for me? And so you've surrendered into, this is my reality right now. But this is the reality I want to create moving forward. And so once you take the time to acknowledge where you are, you look at the reality you're in and the reality in which you want to go, you get curious and you start creating. And so what that means is, I remember breadcrumb, people would stop and say things to me and I'd be like, is that in alignment with where I want to go with my life? And I would take those pieces of those conversations and go, oh, that's a breadcrumb. That's where I'm headed. That's where I'm going. So every day, instead of dreading my day or dreading my work at the time or dreading what was going on in my life, I started to look for a breadcrumb in every single day. And possibly if I was hungry enough, I would look for it in different moments throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this book came to me in a vision 15 years ago. And when people used to talk like that to me, I'd be like, they're crazy. I don't understand that. What do you mean you heard a voice? What do you mean you have a vision? But I get it now. And I will never forget, in this creative state that I was in, about 6.5 years ago, I'm a former educator, and there was a teacher in my building, actually the counselor in the building at the time, and she said to me, and I was in this creative state, right? I was listening, I was leaning in, I was paying attention, and this counselor looked at me in the hallway, and I said something about, I wish everybody understood the pieces within them that are so beautiful, especially children. And she just looked at me and she goes, you should write a book. And it was, since I was looking for breadcrumbs, it was this profound moment of, I can no longer sit on this vision. It is time for me to start the book. And it just, my life just started to unfold as I look for breadcrumbs every day. So creating is a huge part. Getting curious and creating is a huge part of the freedom formula. Once you've done some of the harder steps, mm-hmm. of freeing yourself.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And I just remember getting to that point, and every day was a beautiful mystery.
I love that. And I'm assuming then that you'd take us through the freedom formula in the book Kaleidoscope.
Yes.
Beautifully broken. And yes. Take us down that path so that you can have your experiences and your journey be the breadcrumbs for all of us.
Yes. And so there's so many things I love about the book, but two things that I really love about the book.
Yeah.
Each chapter is defined by a color, which defines your emotions that you may be experiencing as you walk through the freedom formula.
Okay.
And the freedom formula is highlighted in every chapter, and it walks you through the emotions of that particular step in the freedom formula.
Yeah.
And so that is the title of the book, Kaleidoscope, Beautifully Unbroken, was given to me before the content was given to me.
I love that.
So I believe, again, those are breadcrumbs, right? I believe in listening to what is being told to you throughout the day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I do. I walk you through the freedom formula and I help you understand the emotions behind it.
And I love that, Janelle, because, you know, one of the things that you and I talked about the last time we spoke was being free. And that was my word of the year, is free. And yes. I wanted to be yes. free of the hustle for the sake of hustling, right? I wanted to be free of the opinions of others. I wanted to be free to be my own truth, right?
Yeah.
And it sounds so amazing that your book is essentially going to speak to what my goal is for this year, first of all.
Yeah.
But one of the
yeah.
things that was really interesting when we talked was that you talked a lot to me in that conversation about just being in flow.
Yes.
And yes. I love that. And I think of that often, actually, when I'm like, okay, like, just be in flow and let this go. Can you explain to the audience kind of what that means to you?
Yes. And Lachelle, I love this question because it's so simple. The answer is so simple. You know, we make everything too hard, right? And so you're asking me what it means to be in flow. For example, it's as easy as this. You came to me and said, hey, I'm so excited about the release of your book. And I know that, you know, I have friends, family, audience who would love to hear pieces of you and parts of your story. And you ask yourself, is that, Lachelle is asking this of me, is that in alignment with my vision and who I am? Okay. Will it help others? Yes. Is it in alignment with who I am? I am an advocate for mental health and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If it aligns with that, I'm in flow. And I can say yes to that. You know, are there things in our life that we have to do that we don't want to say yes to, like pay the bills, et cetera, et cetera? Yes, that is not part of that. But if you are going to get a subscription to a particular magazine or a web service because you feel like you should, that is not in flow. If you feel like you're going to do that and it becomes a bill, but it's in flow with who you are, absolutely. That is something else to add into your life. And so I look at things like, it's just the simple things every day. Someone sent me a message and said, your book just arrived. I have never touched one. I have never felt one. I am so excited. I said, can I swing by and pet it? And she said, oh my goodness, yes. I mean, if this were something different and it didn't match the flow of my day and what the universe has brought to me today, that would not be something that I would do. So you just look at your life and you look at every day. Am I following the convictions of my heart? Am I following the things that will bring me joy, my family joy, and others joy, and support, whatever is in alignment with what your mission is, that is in your flow.
Yeah.
And that's going to change your life.
I love that. And I think that one of the things that you said a few minutes ago was that you had a vision for this book, right? And that years ago, you would have been like, oh my gosh, what the heck? And I feel that same way when it comes to energy, because right now, like, I'm so aware of energy and what it can do for us. So one of the things that you've talked about is being creativity. And when I was first talking to you about this topic, we were talking about hustling for the sake of hustling. And in that moment, it's almost like this lower vibration of just like the scarcity, right? Like if I don't work hard enough, if I don't do the 150 things that somebody's telling me to do, then I'm never going to be successful. And it's just this like very low vibration, very heavy energy that goes along with that. And when you talk about being in flow, you talk about how you're just going with things. And I remember you gave me the example of, I don't remember if you and your daughter were driving and I don't remember if you guys got a flat tire or something. And you're like, you just have to trust to be in flow and how you have to just trust that the timing is going to be exactly right for what it is. And you let that go and you're just free in that moment. And when we're in that freeness, we can open ourselves up to that creativity. And we can open ourselves up to that small, subtle voice from our higher power or from our inside of ourselves in order to be able to know where those breadcrumbs are coming from. But if we're constantly in this angst, if we're constantly feeling like a victim to our circumstances, if we're constantly trying to do all of the things, we're not going to be in the position to be able to receive those breadcrumbs.
No. And you bring up such an amazing point. And this is where my passion really lies, because in our businesses, LaShelle, we reach out to people and we have an opportunity or we have something to offer them in some way. Mm-hmm. And so this is not a task or a chore for me, because I am literally in my zone and flow and breath of life when I'm reaching out to you, because I am saying to you, I want to help and this is what I have to offer you. And so that is where the beauty of your life comes in. That is where, if you can see every single thing that happens to you as something that is happening for you, mm-hmm. I cannot tell you how many times I have had a flat tire or I've had this happen or I've had something else happen. And I've literally stopped and said, okay, sis, I'll look at my sweet kiddos or something. And I'll say, Let's find the rainbow in this opportunity. What is coming to us in this moment that we didn't know we needed? And every time, it's a person, it's an opportunity, or it is just something that creates a better relationship within our family.
Right.
And so if you can look at what you're doing as something that is in your flow or in your zone of genius. I tell my kids all the time, this is going to put us in our zone of genius. Let's figure out how.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love that so much. There's so much that we could continue to talk about, but you and I and everybody that's listening to this are probably crazy busy people who cannot handle more than 30 minutes of, you know, great stuff, but they will be able to get your book. So sweetheart, I want you to tell everybody listening how they can follow your journey, how they can get a hold of your book, how they can, you know, just get a hold of you if they want to work with you in any way. Tell us, how do we find Janelle Marie?
Yes. Okay. So you can find me multiple ways, marie.author@gmail.com. Okay. That's a great way to get in touch with me. I don't check email a lot, but that account I check often. And then you can find me on Facebook as Janelle Marie. I'm public, so follow me there. And you can find me on Instagram, same, Janelle Marie Kaleidoscope on Instagram. Look there for me. And I'm super pumped. I have a blog that's coming out soon. It's been private for now. It's going public. And yeah, I'm just excited to share with the world. We're at this place in space, LaShelle, that we all need hope. We all need to be able to find the fragmented pieces of this pandemic and how we are going to come out of this different and better and healed. So
I love it. This podcast really, Janelle, is for people who are feeling held back in some way in their life. And when I say held back, it implies that when we're feeling held back, it means that we want to go forward. We're ready to
That's
go forward, right? We're not wanting to stay where we are. We want to keep moving. And so I would love for you to give the audience one question that they can think about between now and the next episode. that is going to help them move them forward.
What is it about you that it is a miraculous wonder?
I love that.
What is it about you? When you adjust your lens to view yourself, what do you want the world to know about you?
I love that. That is so powerful and something that I will ponder for sure. Okay, girl, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. And I cannot wait to read the book, and I cannot wait for everybody to get to hear this interview.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much, Lachelle. I really appreciate you.
Thanks for listening. And if you know that you are made for more, and you are tired of being held back and ready to get unstuck and step boldly into a life that you're meant to live, head on over to LachelleWeamy.com, request an appointment, and be ready for me to walk alongside of you personally to help you step boldly into the life that you are meant to live. I'll be back next week, but before you go, don't forget to hit subscribe and enjoy these imperfect outtakes.